I've been reading Ranjit Maharaj recently. He's the Dharma brother of Nisargadatta. He wrote a book called Reality Versus Illusion. I read about 40 pages of it, and he just repeats the same thing over and over again. The world is an illusion. Forget it. Have nothing to do with it. That's all he says over and over again. 40 pages. The world is illusion. For the life of me, I can't imagine any of his students ever awakening. What the fuck does that mean? Where's the logic in that? Just take my word for it. The world is illusion. Well, what kind of illusion? How is an illusion? And he has no method. Just listen to me over and over again. The world is illusion. The only reality, he says, is he. He. And he is never defined. Except versus illusion. Huh? There has to be a method. Now he says you have to trust the guru's words, okay? The guru says the world is an illusion. Robert said it all the time too, but Robert gave methods. And Ranjit wasn't one that believed in love. Love was Maya, something to be avoided. What a dry stick he must have been. On the other hand, Nisargadatta, if you want to remember this visit, if you have love for me, remember this I am principle, and without the command or direction of this principle, do nothing. This Maya is so powerful, it gets you completely wrapped up in it. Maya means I am, I love to be. It has no identity except love. That knowledge of I am is the greatest foe and the greatest friend. Although it might be your greatest enemy, if you propitiate it properly, which means love it, worship the I am, it will turn around and lead you to the highest state. So, find your sense of presence. Love that sense of presence. And it will lead you to the highest state. Not the 17 years of boring meditation that I did. This is really exciting, the short way, the short, violent way of love. So, I love you. Feel your love of me. Let that love grow. Let my love grow. And it leads us to the highest state. How simple. How easy. How more convenient than anything else. Just love. Goodbye.